WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
From 1956 to 58, when tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins' reputation was at an early peak, he was without a recording contract and made records for a few labels, including Blue Note, for whom he made a classic live album at the Village Vanguard. The sides he recorded for the Riverside and Contemporary labels are collected in a new box set. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
In the 1950s, Sonny Rollins loved to push the tempo, to play very, very fast, but make it sound like more than just wiggling his fingers. That speed was a big part of his emerging reputation as a saxophone colossus, that and his big, ripe sound. But the cornerstone of Rollins' art is how he keeps a melody in mind. As composer, he's known for jam session anthems like Olio and Sunny Moon for Two, but he's also written some deft but almost childlike themes that sound plucked from the air. If that last phrase sounds oddly familiar, it's lifted from the 40s hit, Swingin' on a Star. That's Sonny Rollins' Way Out West, title track from the album where he played fake cowboy songs Wagon Wheels and I'm an Old Cowhand. Its famous cover photo, by William Claxton, was a faded image of Rollins decked out as a gunslinger with a saxophone. The tune Way Out West is tricky to play, but still sounds a little like it fell off a chuck wagon. Rollins knows a melody with simple but strong ideas can inspire an improviser better than some complicated tunes. Like one of his idols, Coleman Hawkins, Rollins could abstract from a tune and still get to the heart of it, could unlock its logic and see what features really define it. That made him a good ally of composer and pianist Thelonious Monk. Like Monk, he could edit his lines down to a few right but unlikely notes. Amazing timing. Rollins can approach the beat from any angle and never stumble. His phrases are unpredictable, but you can still hear where his roots are. Charlie Parker is a model for his pacing and drive, and Coleman Hawkins for the robust tone, but his attention to melody and variation harks back to Louis Armstrong. Also like Armstrong, Rollins makes repeated notes bounce like a trampoline. This is The Last Time I Saw Paris with Roy Haynes on drums. Sonny Rollins made 7 albums for Riverside or Contemporary in the 1950s, 4 as a leader and 3 as a sideman. No 2 had the same cast, though a few folks make repeat appearances. Drummers Max Roach and Shelly Mann, bassists Oscar Pettiford and Paul Chambers, and trumpeter Kenny Durham. As a hired gun, Rollins backed Monk, Durham, and singer Abby Lincoln. With her, he could be both brash and discreet in the space of a few seconds.
Does she care when a woman loves her man?
The box, Sonny Rollins, The Freelance Years, the complete Riverside and Contemporary recordings, is loaded with great and good music. Rollins fans probably know most of the stuff, as almost all of it is out already. The Monk, Kenny Durham, and Abby Lincoln albums he played on also include a few tracks where Rollins doesn't appear, which naturally enough didn't make the box. It does, however, have Rollins' half of a 1957 album for the Period label, with Gil Coggins on piano, and one new-to-CD alternate take of You from 1958. Folks do like box sets, and as jazz boxes go these days, this one is refreshingly understated, design-wise. Hey, it's got 6 hours of Sonny Rollins in one of his peak periods. They shouldn't have to put a ribbon on it.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Sonny Rollins' The Freelance Years, the complete Riverside and Contemporary recordings. Coming up, the Roman epic is back. This is Fresh Air.